This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon, this is Frank and
Esley
Carter with
Dad and Daughter.
Conversations between Esley and myself, between Dad and a growing young lady. You are now in year eight at Horotu.
Today we're going to talk about which would you choose, how well do you know me, fun run, changing emails and Aquila.
Changing emails. A fun run.
Yeah.
A fun run.
At school.
At school, a fun run at school. Right. Okay. Esley, so... Which would you choose? Should we tell people a little bit about which would you choose?
We got cards from Timu and
yeah, four little packs and
for $4.
That's right, they're four packs for $4, and we saw a similar one
at Wickles, and it was $40.
It was in nice
for the same thing.
Same thing, but it was in a nice
a tin.
Yes, it was a nice tin. Okay, so conversations.
Would you rather season tickets for your favorite sports team, but they will lose every game you attend, or you can never again watch your favourite sports team, but they will always win?
Would I rather go and watch them, even though they always lose?
Yes.
Or I can never watch them,
and they will always win?
I think I would go for never watch them and always win.
Yeah.
Definitely, because I can listen to it.
Yeah.
I could listen to it, couldn't I? And I could read the reports. Yeah, but definitely would like my favourite sports team to always win. Okay, right. Okay, now this, which would you choose and how well do you know me? Conversation starters between anybody, but they're really, really valuable, I think, between parents and their children and their young people growing, because they're really good conversation starters. And upside down, where, what? Aha. Uh-huh. Now, this. What are the first names of my parents? That's your grandparents on my side.
William.
Yes, you're right.
And Elizabeth.
William and Elizabeth. Yes, good one. Yes. So my father was William, and William Alfred, and mum was Elizabeth. She was born Isabel. Born. She was named after birth. Elizabeth, Isabel, Sarah. But I never knew about the Isabel.
What a simple name.
Yeah, Elizabeth, E-I-S-H, yeah.
That's the most easiest name I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But I never knew about the Isabel because she always... Oh, no, no, hang on, I'm not wrong. She was Elizabeth Esley, Sarah, but she always used Isabel. So you were named after Isabel, my mum, and your grandmum.
What's the which would you choose?
Which would you choose? You can only parkour everywhere you go, or you can only ride a hoverboard everywhere.
A hoverboard.
Oh, and why is that?
Because parkour, if you're wanting to go to the hospital, you shouldn't have to parkour your way there. But if you're doing a hoverboard, you'll get there faster.
I think they're right. A parkour.
And
go on.
You can sit on it and... You can put a chair on the hoverboard.
Right, yes. Now, tell me, parkour, I'm not entirely familiar with parkour, but for me, parkour was people who run and jump all over the equipment.
Yeah, and you can't touch the ground.
So, yeah, so you'd have real problems. You wouldn't be able to touch the ground wherever you go. Is that right? Definitely hoverboard. Still not touching the ground.
One of my junk food guilty pleasures.
One of your junk food? Only one?
Yeah, just one.
Well, do I talk about the half empty or the empty packets in the cupboard? Or do I talk about the Zero Coke?
Yeah, I have Zero Coke. I have Zero Cokes.
Which means
I don't have any Cokes because they're zero.
Oh, right. Not quite. But that's an interesting comment on the language. But often I see your Zero Cokes have got name on them.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I just wonder how they... And a lot of them are Pacifica names.
It's not the zero ones. It's the ones which the normal ones have names on them.
Only the normal ones?
Yeah.
But the 0-1s don't have a name?
No.
Oh, but you've got
his name? Yeah.
And it's called Coke. Okay, Coca-Cola. Do you know Coca-Cola was, the first time Coca-Cola was invented, it only sold about 17 bottles in the whole year? Yeah, and it actually had cocaine in it, which was very dangerous. But yeah, so but then it became very popular in about 70 or 80 years ago during the war. Okay, so thank you very much for that. Conversation starters.
True.
So we want to go for our first track. And what would you like to talk about after we come back after this track?
The fun run.
The fun run. This is the fun run that's happening in a couple of days' time at school?
Yeah.
Right, after this break. Fun run.
I couldn't catch it, heart in the casket. You always knew it, the star and roll, the main attraction. Got cameras flashing, like ooh. You got everybody's eyes and just you, and I see it too. Yeah, ooh. You can have anyone else you wanted to. I'm begging you, hands up. It's like the summer under the cover. Me in the middle, overprotective of my lover. You made me wonder, like, ooh. And you made all of this fantasies come true. What'd you do? Yeah, ooh. You can have anyone else you wanted to, but I'm begging you, hands up.
Gabriella by Cat's Eye.
Cat's Eye. Now, we were watching Cat's Eye last night, weren't we?
Yeah.
Or you were watching it and I happened to cut it. And they were doing...
a dance.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
And they did seem to have changed their image.
Yes.
And they've changed their image. They used to be... are they... that dance that they were doing to Gnarly, is that a completely new image, do you think, for Cat's Eye? Or
yes.
It is.
That's what they do to keep their fame.
Ah, sorry. I'm lost. You've lost me. They keep their fame by...
They need a change and stuff.
Oh, right. That's an interesting one. So, yeah, they were around about nearly a year ago, doing stuff, and so they need to change to keep their fame. That's an interesting one. Any other singers that you know who do that sort of thing, who change their image?
Every singer.
Every singer. They all change their image. Oh, interesting.
Sometimes, like different eras.
Different?
Eras.
Eras.
Yeah.
Era, you mean times?
Yeah.
Ah, right. Oh, interesting. I have to keep my eyes open. Okay, you would like to talk about...
the fun run.
The fun run. Tell us about the fun run.
So the house kept... at school, we're planning a fun run. It's basically cross country, but making it, like, sound fun to make us excited about running.
Yes.
And it's where you dress up in your house colours or in white, and you go, there's a pathway, and you walk around, and there's different obstacles on the way, like around, there's like slip and slides, sticks that you walk through, and instruments and stuff, and people, the teachers and the house captains get to pour like paint on you.
Oh, liquid
like paint?
Powder paint. Oh, right.
Just to make your colour look colourful.
Oh, right. Do you have to choose people with the house colours? Or do you just
anyone.
Any colour, huh?
Anyone can, yeah.
Okay. And whereabouts are you having the fun run?
At school.
At school. So you've got enough grounds?
Yeah.
To have the fun?
And there's a paddock next to my school, and we're going to, they let us put the track in there as well.
That's very kind of them. Very kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually, I think we occasionally see some cows and sheep in there. No, cows.
Yeah. That's some of the other house. We were going to do like a slip and slide there, but if we did, the soap and water would get on the grass and it wouldn't be okay for the cows to eat.
That's a really good point. That's a very good
point. So we put it on the field instead.
Okay, yeah. You don't have any sheep and stuff and cows at school on the field. That's a very, very good thought, actually. Yeah, yeah. That would have been a very easy mistake to make. Oh, good. And you say the house captains have been organising this.
Yeah, we had a meeting we planned it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you organise? You say there's a slip and slide.
We said like what we think would be good to add to the path and stuff.
Right.
And yeah.
And who created the slip and slide?
I forgot.
Oh right. So yeah. And there was other obstacles as well or other things?
Lots of stuff, balancing things. And I think there's one where you run and you jump and then you land on this big mat.
Oh yes.
Yeah. And one where there's like a, I forgot what it's called, but it's like a rope over a tarp with water, and you've got to crawl under it.
Crawl under through the water.
On the tarp under the rope.
Oh right, yes, yes, yes.
And then there's games where you can throw the chicken into this basket.
Is it a live chicken?
No, a squeaky chicken.
Oh, a squeaky chicken. Oh, not a live chicken or a frozen chicken.
No.
Oh, okay, right. I've got something about a frozen chicken. Once, you know, aeroplane windows. Can I digress? Can I go off on a tangent? Aeroplane windows, you know, they've got to be really, really strong in front of the pilot. And I remember a long time ago, there was being tested. And they were being tested in England and in America. And they decided to test them going fast into a chicken, which is quite a big bird. So it was a dead chicken. So in England, they had this sort of thing that could fire a chicken at the windscreen on a plane, and they just to test to make sure the windscreen, and of course they would fire it at 600 k's an hour or whatever, how fast the plane's going, and the window was fine, it didn't break, except the chicken just sort of splattered. But the people in America, they did the same thing and their windows broke, and they just couldn't understand it, so they kept on retesting in England, retesting in America. Same.
Oh, but windows. They did a frozen chicken.
Yeah. So eventually, the guys in England said, defrost the chicken. They've been throwing frozen chickens. You don't get a lot of frozen chickens flying around, do you? Anyway, sorry, I digress. Back to your fun run. So that's on. Sorry, go on, Leslie.
There's also instruments you can do it. And how it works is every lap you get, it used to be every lap you do, every house point you get, but it doesn't work like that anymore. It's just how many people show up.
Show up for the fun run.
So every person is 1 point. Ah. And that includes families and stuff.
Oh, right. You've got families doing the fun run too?
No. Oh, yes. Okay. Like if they want to join and stuff.
And they want to join. So
it's a point for their house.
It's a point for
the kids' house.
Oh, that's really. Right, so next week you'll be able to tell us about the fun run. And how it got on and what colours you got. Okay. Right. Are we going for another break or something else before?
Yeah, we'll go for another break.
Go for another break. And after the break, what are we going to come back with, Leslie?
Aquila.
I come back with Aquila. And what's in this particular edition of Aquila that we're talking we want to have a look at this month?
You'll see after the break.
After the break. The Aquila magazine.
Girl, get with it, girl. With a bang, bang.
Come on. Turn the radio on.
Bye. just you
Baby,
and me. To the floor and make me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. What is the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it on repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the beat just take control. Get out of control.
Baby,
that was Cheap Thrills by Sia and Sean Paul.
Sia and Sean Paul. Okay, Leslie. So what are we looking at now? We're looking at...
Aquila.
Aquila. This is the monthly magazine we get for... what does it say? A magazine
Bubble
for
Trouble.
Ideas for Inquisitive Kids. Troubles. Yep.
This text is called Bubble Trouble. If your math teacher was temporarily replaced by a dolphin, what could they teach you? Well, the kids of Chittering on the Weald Secondary are about to find out. The teacher, Miss Devine, has broken her leg. Whilst on the year eight skiing trip, in her place is Miss Finn, a full-sized dolphin in a very large tank of water.
Right. Okay. Right. Go on. Yes. Come on. Yes.
Today you will learn about how we dolphins use math to catch our dinner, says Miss Finn.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, she speaks perfect English, don't overthink it. Unlike human anglers, who catch their fish one by one, some species of dolphin have developed a more efficient way to hunt using their blowholes.
Cool, using their blowholes.
Miss Finn swishes her tail, dousing him in water. He yelps. Our blowholes release hundreds of little bubbles, creating a kind of fishing net. As the shoal bunches together, we swim in circles. So the fish are trapped inside the circle, surrounded by bubbles. It's then easy to swim through and gobble them up as many as we can.
So the dolphins work together in a team. And
yeah.
There's this shoal of fish, which is this huge sort of group of fish. They seem to swim together and move
Broomy
together.
Puts her hand up. But Miss, how do you know where the fish are if they're surrounded by bubbles? Miss Finn claps her fins together, sending another spray of water over the front row and drenching their workbooks. A most excellent question. We use echolocation.
Mm.
The class looks clueless. Miss Finn puts another diagram on the whiteboard. I know what this is. I read about it in school. I read a passage about dolphins in school.
Did you? Oh, go on.
Do you know that when dolphins can be sleep under the water, even though they can't breathe underwater?
Really? How do they do that?
Because one half of their brain is asleep, and then the other half of their brain is awake and aware.
So they can always keep moving.
Yes, I'm going to finish the text.
Wow. Yeah. Go on then.
Echolocation. She repeats so slowly, is when dolphins send little noise signals through the water, which bounce off objects and then return to us. These echoes help us see with sound, revealing where and how far and away something is. Bats use it too. Apparently, she traces penny-sized circles on the board. As helpful as these lovely bubbles are, they muddy the signal for our echolocation,
yes.
obscuring our targets, making them harder to find.
What?
IQBAL.
IQ?
BAL.
Iqbal, yeah.
Iqbal puts his hand up.
Oh,
how do you get around
that
problem, miss? Another splendid question. I'm afraid your human brains would struggle with the answer. So the mystery of exactly how we find our lunch among the bubbles must remain with me. The dinner bell rings and Miss Finn does an impromptu backflip, sending water all over everything and everyone. We hope they have their PE kits to change into. Miss Devine can't come back soon enough.
Oh, right. That's a really interesting one.
Do you want to hear the maths bit?
The maths bit, yes, please.
Dolphins send out sequences of clicks that differ in amplitude or strength. Different pulses result in different echoes, especially depending on what they bounce off. Professor Timothy Layton at the University of Southampton believes that dolphins use math to land their catch. His theory suggests that math is used to sort the fish from the bubbles.
Right, yes,
it's possible that dolphins use a complex sequence of addition, subtraction, ratios, and multiplication to process these echoes, letting them cancel out the bubbles and see their brain. So would a dolphin with a suitable supply teacher, or would the risk assessment forms simply be too much to overcome? Are dolphins natural mathletes, or is a Professor Layton's theory a red herring?
Oh, no, okay.
One human use for dolphin maths could be in locating sea mines. These ball-shaped underwater explosive devices cause massive damage to ships. Mm. Sonar can struggle to detect them. For instance, if the water is rough or if there are objects in the way that create clutter. So in the same way that dolphins can blot out the noise from the bubbles to find the fish, scientists could use dolphin maths to clean sonar signals and avoid the spiky booby traps,
yeah.
Check out.
Very good. Very clever. And yes, echolocation. Bats use them as well, of course. Dolphins, very intelligent creatures. Very, very, very intelligent creatures. So they work together to surround a shoal of fish with bubbles. And then, of course, the fish feel trapped. So then they can go and eat breakfast or lunch or dinner. Excellent. Well done. That's very good. Very interesting creatures, but they're friendly. They always look like they're laughing.
What runs around the garden but doesn't move?
I don't know.
A fence.
A fence. Okay, right. All right. That's it.
Before we go, do you want to talk about your email?
Oh, my emails. Yes, very quickly. Yes, but we've had this running issue with I've been trying to move away from Outlook. But of course, I had far, far too much in the box, saved in Outlook. You know, it's, I don't know, 20 odd, about 12 gigabytes worth of stuff. And you only get 5 gigabytes free. So subscription came to an end and it said, you know, continue subscription or you lose everything. Can't lose everything. And I didn't get onto it in time. So over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've been struggling to find a new email provider and also trying to get out of Outlook, but still retain my Hotmail address. Looks like quite difficult. I got this email provider and I actually paid for it. Can't remember how much, but it wasn't a very good one at all. So now I've got Thunderbird, which is an open source, a freebie, open source. You give it a bit of a donation every now and again because I really appreciate it. Looks a bit clunky, a bit clumsy, but it's new. So, of course, anything that you're trying is normally a bit difficult to get used to, but it's working. But I still have to have Outlook, unfortunately. It still goes through Outlook. So I'm going to have to clean up the storage and reduce it to less than 5 gigabytes. So there's lots of photos on there. I have to make sure that I've saved, and then I'll just move away. But at least Thunderbird is working very, very well. And I'm beginning to get used to it. So that's one step. Next week, perhaps, we talk about I had to change my laptop and desktop because they are so old they would not accept Windows 11. And I do need the security Windows 10 is not being upgraded. Should we go about that next week?
Yes.
Next week. So that will be... Actually, it wasn't too bad, but I've learned some things and I'm still learning some things and I'm having to go back to stuff. Thanks very much for being with us today. Esley.
So you hope to see you again next Wednesday at 3 to 3:30 p.m. and Saturday 3:30 to 4
on
your favourite social media app except Spotify.
And freefm.org and
89.0.
And you can go to the website, select, there's so many programs on there, so many programs, but you can select, put in iDad and it'll take you to us. Bye.
Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.